Gone South has been a podcast about crime in the American South. But for our new season, we're widening the lens. Follow and listen to Gone South Season 5, available now on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your shows.
Kramer and Jess.
On demand. Here's the morning show highlight clip of the day.
Is anybody else wildly curious what was in this box? I mean, this is a talk me out of it that was like, wait, what? Jess, I know you weren't here for this. Let's catch you up. If you haven't done this segment with us before, Talk Me Out of It is where people call in. They have these kind of crazy ideas. Talk Me Out of It Update is where they call back the following week to let us know what they did. So last week, we talked to a woman that said her ex-boyfriend, who she hadn't talked to in a couple of years, had dropped off a birthday present for her.
Okay.
And the note said something along the lines of, don't open this till your birthday. Her birthday was on Friday, this previous Friday.
Mm-hmm.
But you'll understand why once you open it or something like that.
Wait, they broke up 2 years ago?
2 years ago, no contact since then. Weird, right?
And he drops that off?
Drops it off, no text, no call, no nothing.
Ew.
And we were all like, ugh. The question was, of course, then do I open it or do we talk her out of it, right?
Yeah.
First of all, what would you have said? I was trying to guess.
Throw it away, don't open it.
That's what I said. And I was like, Jess would have said, don't do this.
No.
Charlotte and I.
Of course you told her to open it.
Charlotte and I were being a little toxic about it, but it's fine. That's how we roll. Luckily, she's back on this week. Let's find out what she decided to do. Anonymous, you're back on The Voice Disguiser. Hi, good morning.
Good morning.
Did you open the box?
I did not.
Oh, you threw me off there for a second. My heart just dropped.
I'm proud of
my
you.
My heart just dropped.
So I just think it's so bizarre that he left this for you after 2 years. Like, when you guys separated, was it, like, amicable? Like, what was the situation?
No, it was bad. It was not great.
Oh, well, then, yeah. Why would you want her to open the
box,
then?
Because it's so weird. So, like, is there still not part of you that's just so curious? Like, how am I going to, you know, move on without knowing what's in it?
It's time to keep the past in the past.
Yeah.
Like, the guy that I'm dating now, it's still early, but I just feel like I'm ready to move on.
Yeah.
I've done the work on myself, and I just feel like otherwise it's just taking steps back.
No, for real. Good for you. Like, why give him any more energy, any more time? I would be so irritated.
But, like, what are you going to do with it? Like, what are you going to do with the box?
Yeah, do you still have it? Did you throw it away? Did you burn it?
No, don't burn it.
I do still have it, but I don't.
I want it. Wait, I want it.
Why do you want
it? Wait, I want it.
Are you being serious?
No, I was kind of kidding, but I kind of want it.
Regift?
Yeah, actually, wait. Wait, that's kind of funny. Wait, can we have the gift? Like, can we?
Wait, why do you want the box?
Well, because is there not part of you that's like wildly curious about what's in this box?
No, I want her to throw it away.
There's not part of you. Take the toxicness out of the situation.
I personally have no interest
Charlotte,
on what
come
is
here.
In that box.
Charlotte, come here.
Yes. I don't.
Go back on vacation, Jess. Are you not?
Gladly.
Are you not wildly curious what's in that box?
Oh, we gotta know.
Okay, like,
it could even be for her safety. What if it's a tracker?
What if it's a tracker?
What if there is a dog in there that needs to be fed?
A dog.
What if it's an animal? Anonymous, how do you feel about that? Because clearly the whole decision.
There are no air holes.
The whole decision.
No,
okay, thank
worse.
God.
There's no air holes.
Her whole decision was to move on, so what I don't want us to do is to drag this along, because clearly she's trying to move forward.
I don't want you to have the gift. I want us to have the gift. Then at least we all collectively can know. It won't be as emotional, because you're not the one opening the gift. It's like on the radio. It's a bit. It's a bit then. It's not like this like moment you're having with like this box and like no one knows about it. Like, we're doing. You know what I mean?
I mean, I reached out to you guys, so I'm more than happy to pass this journey on to you.
Let's go!
Yeah.
As long as you're okay with it, it's completely up to you. Like,
where do you live, though?
I'm in Silver Spring.
Oh, God. We're in Mount Washington. Do you ever come up here at all?
Well, I mean, I'm actually coming there on Friday. I could, wherever.
You're coming to Baltimore?
Let me know where the station is.
Let's go! Let's go! Okay, y'all, this is fate. Okay, this is perfect. If you're coming up here Friday, it's Memorial Day weekend.
Yeah.
Then here's the plan. Let's get this all scheduled. Charlotte, we're going to plan this whole thing out.
Yeah.
Tuesday after Memorial Day weekend, this time, we're going to open that box. And are you okay with being on the phone with us to do it then? Think about it.
If you don't want to,
yeah,
let's just take one step at a time.
You decide. You got all week to think about it.
Yeah.
Let's check in later on this week and let's figure out what you want to do with this. Let's get all the details put together.
Yeah.
Let's check in later on this week and let's figure this whole thing out, okay?
Yeah. Okay, yeah, I'm down with it. I'm down. I'm totally down. Okay, we're going to do this.
Hey, thanks for listening.
Make sure you subscribe to get the show daily.
And if you think we've earned it, give us 5 stars.
Hear Kramer and Jess live every morning on Mix 106.5 Baltimore.
And check out the Kramer and Jess Uncensored podcast at KramerandJess.com.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Brayton, we're in it together. Every Friday, a new episode brings you a new story with topics on motherhood, wellness, self-love, and more. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Brayton wherever you get your podcasts.